Hello, my dear. Happy welcome to this global meeting specifically designed for you to empower today. You know that scientists find out that human beings can use just 5% of their potential because another 95 is coming from God. And this is how all discovering of the human beings came out, and all the power, you know, all the greatest achievements, it came by God revelations. So stay till the end of this global prayer chain to receive the greatest power from God in direct presence of God. We are meeting in global prayer chain, already 977 meeting a row. Every evening we meet with just one goal in Global Peace Forum: to finish ultimate global peace by 2027. And this is a destination for all 8 billion plus people on the earth to live in peace. Everyone want to live in peace. So let's build it together, join together this global prayer chain and rejoice together with God and do great works. So here we are at this greatest meeting. There were so many miracles at our meetings. Does subscribe the channel, share this message to billions, turn on this playlist and listen to God's words, sanctify your place 24/7. Below the video, there is description and the more blessing. Just unlimited blessings. Just read them all and get them all. So let's go with the powerful music, powerful quotes, words of God, and then powerful prayers across the globe to mobilize heavenly world. Enjoy, rejoice together.
Let's really keep our spirits lifted today. Sing Hosanna as evermore. At the sound, all these angels will arrive, hungry and sing Hosanna.
Okay. So powerful music. Yes. Do you feel God's presence here? Do you feel His miracles? Let's go with the words of God from Messiah's incoming. These are words from Philosophy of Peace and Love. Let's see what are words of God. The last words of God that was spoken comparatively recently. The United Nations can be compared to the body. The body needs to be connected to the world of mind. The religious realm, representing by the Interreligious Federation for the World Peace, only when the religious realm is connected to the United Nations can the body and the mind become one. After that, the mother, represented by the Women Federation for World Peace, and the children, represented the Youth Federation for World Peace, needs to be connected. When these four major organizations are all connected, the United Nations will become an organization that can bring peace and unity and guide the world toward oneness. Okay, this was powerful quotes, words of God from Messiah's incoming. So to the peaceful organizations, you need to be added interreligious cooperation and also mothers' cooperation and children. Okay, so let me go with our global prayer chain and invite Irina from Uganda to say a powerful prayer for peace. Irina, can you pray now? Happy welcome. Let's pray today for power, that God could empower us. Yeah, happy welcome, Irina.
Thank you. Good evening, our most precious heavenly parents. Good evening, our beloved true parents of heaven and earth and all humankind. Good evening, our Lord Jesus Christ. And we acknowledge all the saints and sages who have ever come on earth, who have taught us so much about God, and we are very grateful. We are also grateful this evening to be together with you, to learn more about you, and to understand what your will for us is every day. We are grateful, Father, that you give us life every day, and we really appreciate the creation that you give us every day, that we see, the people, and everything that we meet in that day. And we know that there's nothing that is there by coincidence. Everyone whom we meet, everything that we do in your creation is something that contributes to your will. We are really happy to be living at this time when our founders, the Reverend and Mrs. Moon, have put so many organizations on earth that are enlightening people to move closer to God and to move closer to peace by the year 2027. So we are happy to participate in this providence, but we know that we are not doing it well because our capacity is hindered by the many problems on earth. So pray, Father, that as we struggle to move on, please take all the obstacles away, all things that will make us feel unwanted or may make us doubtful. Please remove them from our minds so that we focus completely and utterly on achieving peace by the year 2027. And we know that this month is very important because many people are coming together, united in love, Father, to fulfill your will of marriage And we also know that Heavenly Parents, our founders, are at the helm of it, working hard day and night to make sure that this providence is fulfilled. So give us light, give us peace in our hearts, let us stay humble, and let the whole world know that yes, the blessing is the key to the kingdom of heaven. Thank you so much, Heavenly Parent. I want to pray and thank you and report as Elna Rutanje of the Blessed Central Family. Adieu, adieu, adieu. Amen, amen, amen.
Adieu, adieu, amen, amen. Thank you very much, Irina. So powerful prayer. So good to hear how you speak with Heavenly Parent. miracles. Let's invite Grace. Grace, happy welcome.
Thank you so much. Good evening, everyone. Let us pray. Our beloved Heavenly Parent, our most precious two parents of heaven, earth, and humankind, thank you so much for granting us this opportunity once again to come together, fellowship together, and Heavenly Parent, learn more about your word. Heavenly Parent, we thank you so much for enlightening us, for opening our eyes and eradicating ignorance from our hearts, King of Kings. Heavenly Parent, the reading really tells us of who you are, Heavenly Parent, and how everything came into existence. Heavenly Parent, this has been hidden from so many, and that's why, Heavenly Parent, so many conflicts have been going on. But with the fullness of time, Heavenly Parent, together with our true parents, they have completely opened this to us, revealed it to us, Heavenly Parent. We pray that, Heavenly Parents, we can be able to completely become your true image, Heavenly Parent, who represent your inner character, Heavenly Parent, and essential form, King of Kings, Heavenly Parent, and beloved true parents. Thank you so much. Thank you so much, King of Kings. Thank you. Call upon you to come into our hearts and continue empowering us so that we can really realize this purpose. We can really come to fulfill your will, Heavenly Parent. Give us the energy, give us the wisdom, give us the favor, Heavenly Parent, of how we can reach out and continue to educate and your children who have not yet known. History has hidden a lot from us, and all these conflicts have been happening because we did not know our origin. We have been confused by so many things, Heavenly Parent. We've been guessing whether you exist or you don't exist, Heavenly Parent. But this has been revealed to us that you exist, and your true nature has been revealed to us, King of Kings. Therefore, Heavenly Parent, thank you so much for your amazing love. Thank you so much for finding us. Thank you so much, Heavenly Parent, for saving us through our true parents. We are truly grateful, and King of Kings, I'm calling upon you to be with us, within us, and in our families, and in our communities, and in our nation. Give us the strength to continue preaching your word so that everyone can have the same light that we have, and we completely eradicate the darkness. I glorify your name and honor you. In the precious name of our true parents, I pray. Adieu, amen, amen. Thank you.
Adieu, adieu, amen, amen. Yeah, so good to hear you, Grace, and Mother Nature. So miracles from Africa. Yeah, thank you very much. Please join my prayer, Tom. Dear Heavenly Parent, we are so happy, just unlimited happy to meet you alive here at this concrete moment. You invite us across the globe to join this concrete moment and this concrete time and this concrete age. And till now in the history, Heavenly Parent, you was showing yourself through power and energy, like scientists find out the source of energy is God, and all others through the angels, and then through prophets, and finally right now we are living in the age when we live with the substantialization of the Heavenly Parent, Heavenly Father, Heavenly Mother, and we are so happy about this, dear Heavenly Parent, because we could, after the thousands and millions of years we could live with our heavenly parent. You reveal yourself through that only begotten son, only begotten daughter that you send right now in this concrete age. And they already fulfilled their predestination. They already built heavenly kingdom the 12th year already. And therefore we pray, dear heavenly parent, today to empower us further to move this kingdom further, because kingdom is done already. 12 years remain just all Edvinoplas people as they feel this call for action to receive it and fulfill their predestination, build a world of peace. Not someday, but every day, starting from today, those who don't start yet and those who are advancing every day, accelerating even more quickly. Please help all of us who are building the kingdom, world of peace by 2027, to move it even further, even more quickly, to finish it as only begotten daughter, the socialization of the Holy Spirit, through Mother, wish us to be done by 2025. And there is so many miracles. Till now, Messiah said that we, humankind, was living in the tents. And anybody, who want, they was kicking out people from one country to another country, and there were so many wars, but now is the age of settlement. It is the age to settle for humanity and live in the kingdom, free from sin, no any border on sin, dear Heavenly Parent. Dear Heavenly Parent is now, finally, after you build the earth in the 6 days and the 7 day you're supposed to rest, but this morning never come. It come just right now in this age with the Messiah's incoming. They bring it to us and the light already come in the zenith, and we are here in the era of direct presence of God without any trace of sin. In the era of God's love, dear Heavenly Parent, you empower us to understand you, to understand your love, and please lead us further to accelerate this, lead us further, and you bless those people who come here as representative of humanity, and I pray for all of them, for Amos in Gabon, for Irina family, and Grace family in Uganda. And me, Julian, Jan, and Stella, and Europe, dear Heavenly Parent, and there is Archbishop Eugene, and Africa, and Bishop Vakas in Pakistan, and all others, priests, bishop, archbishop, cardinals, even the Pope and all religious leaders. All are prepared just for this concrete age to receive Messiah's coming when Jesus second time come, and he come right now, right here. This is the age. Let them receive it. Not just them religious figures, but all politicians, who they get power, they win the election. God help them with one reason, to meet Messiah's coming. Same for the billionaires. They was blessed by God to the finance to limit Messiah's incoming, and all these leaders together with the Messiah finish building kingdom by 2027, even by 2025, as soon as possible. Dear Heavenly Parent, we pray for all of them. Please illuminate them. We see how much they are suffering. You ask us in the scriptures to pray for the sick, and we see how much these leaders who have 99% of the wealth and power in the world, they are fighting with each other and involving many lives there. Dear Heavenly Parent, we pray for them to really, they could be illuminated by you in their dreams and visions, as was prophesied in the scripture. Let these dreams and visions came right now, right at these days, that all of them stop fighting and build substantial peace. Now is the time of peace. Now everything could be done. And let this prophecy of the making from the weapons, luxuries, claim right now. This is your will and time will be done. Dear Heavenly Parent, I really pray that we could understand you even more, and really let's open all of these gates of heaven and earth, and as Messiah build a highway from hell to heavenly kingdom, That is the mechanism that is purify the people, purify the fallen nature and all the sins, and make crystal clear children pure like water. Messiah said, let it be, dear Heavenly Parent, especially we are so shameful for our descendants, our children and grandchildren. Please purify us as soon as possible. Dear Heavenly Parent, let's see the fire of Pentecost purify us right now, that never came in our mind any evil thoughts, and never came any fallen speech and plans and actions. Dear Heavenly Parent, enough is enough. Help us to build this heavenly kingdom by 2027. Heavenly Parent, I really thank you so very much for this great day, and so good to feel this substantial culture right now that is shining out as in Bible was prophesied, from the east is shining to the world through the Chongqing one that Messiah opened the devotional centers, and every day there is shining with the prayers and devotions is shining to the world, and so thousands and millions of miracles come to the world. And let's all who are visiting, who are praying together, and Messiah Second Coming prayer room, receive all of this liberation, because world free world is world free of sin, any sin. Love, auto marriage, corruption, and stealing, all of them supposed to be purified forever. And we see that you bless this age with technology, IP cameras, well, internet, that everything is recorded for 1,000 years ahead, and it's impossible to make sin. Let this era accelerate even further. Let these blessings empower more people to live crystal clear life as Messiah inspire us. Dear Heavenly Parent, I want to thank you one more time for this day. Help each of us who are here with the finance and also to find prepared people to build the kingdom. Not someday, but right now, today and tomorrow, build it every day and accelerate it every day. We have the greatest development inspired by the Messiah to organize every month greatest meetings for peace 2027. And help us this month and next month and all till 21st of September and 18 October, all of them, the peace building, the kingdom is marching on the earth, and let it never stop, but finish kingdom in every corner of the world, every day, every hour, second. Please receive this short report, Heavenly Parent. I pray in my name as Nikolai Kirpalas and the family. Adieu, amen, amen, amen. Yeah, thank you very much, brother and sister. So nice to see you. So nice to hear you. When I see God, really. So empowerment. Yeah, let's empower every day. Came tomorrow with more people, your friends and relatives. See you tomorrow, same time, same place.